Finally,
hey, hey, hey.
Mail. Jeez. Why?
God. I know I'd be taking forever. Let me tell you.
I've been taking forever, right? No.
Hey, we're going to make it a quickie tonight, folks. We wanted to jump on just because, you know, we love just chit-chatting ourselves. But it's halftime of the Lakers game. We know that our Golden Knights are down. I had to throw on my lucky golden hat just to hope for, you know, some kind of life in the end. But the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, they are going strong. And it's been wild. It's been a wild one.
Yes.
It's been a lot. So right now your Lakers are down at half. But, you know, that's, you know,
thoroughly.
That's nothing.
Thoroughly, but that's I can't nothing. Count Golden State out still. I mean, they've come back from 3-1 before.
Well, so here's the deal. New. You had Golden State at 6, so now they can't even do 6 no more. So
no, they can't.
Have you changed your thought process on what your Lakers are going to do? Have they given you any
Lakers
change?
To go ahead and close this out and finish it. I don't want to give Golden State any type of leeway to have a chance. That's what I want.
Right.
As far as the series go, I still can't get Golden State. I'm not celebrating anything until the fat lady literally sings. She's not singing yet.
Listen, you know what I was thinking?
She hasn't even made her lemon water yet. I'm just trying to make sure.
I was thinking this whole time, I was like, you know what? I bet you Mo's doing some kind of reverse psychology shit. Like, she's probably like, no, Warriors going to go 6-1, cut, you know, we're going to go, you know, in 6, and, you know, they're going to, we can't count them out. And then I'm like, you know, it could be Mo to do some little reverse psychology stuff and really be banking on her Lakers and just pulling, saying she's on the Warriors just so that her Lakers come up.
Well, the Warriors are formidable team. They're the reigning champions. Like, I just can't slight them. You know what I mean? I'm not in the mood to not say that the Lakers can't do this. Like, I'm not trying to say that because I know they can.
Right.
And it's not because of LeBron. Let's be clear. It's because of AD. AD is our it factor. He has been solid this whole series.
Yes. Yes.
Making differences.
Amazingly crazy enough, he has been like the guy for you. Well, not to, can we just talk about the last game? Game, what was it? Game 4?
Well, Monday.
Lonnie Walker.
But I've been talking about Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker plays very, when LeBron went down and was hurt, Lonnie Walker was in our rotation. And I was always fussing after LeBron came back in that Lonnie Walker was getting no type of time.
Right.
No type of PT whatsoever. And lo and behold, we use him. And he was clutch for us. If it had not been for him, we wouldn't have won that game.
I think he had 15 points in the fourth quarter. And that was the only time he played.
In the fourth quarter alone.
He outshot Steph. He had more shots than Steph and more points than Steph in the fourth quarter of that game, which is...
That was his only points. And he was able to do double digits. But Lonnie Walker has been that dude. And people have been sleeping on him, including Darvin Ham. And that's why I say I can never give Darvin Ham credit because I'm always watching the regular season games when LeBron was out. And was like, why isn't Lonnie Walker in? Why isn't Lonnie Walker in? Like, I sound like a broken record mentioning why Lonnie Walker is in. Now you see why Lonnie Walker is good. His story is also amazing, too. He grew up with a lot of trauma, bullying, sexual abuse, and all that came just from his family.
Man.
He had grown his hair out before when he got drafted with the Spurs. He had these long, like, fade locks thing.
Uh-huh.
And he literally said as soon as he cut his hair off, all the demons went away. So and basically he was hearing all of that in there within him. That was his identity when he was going through those things. So with him cutting his hair low like that, it's a change of identity and just a change of him. So
And that haircut means, you know, happens a lot to some people where it's just time to like let go and renew and start all over. And so I'm hoping they give him some more time. I mean, he really, you know, proved his point. He got in there, you know, not even needing to have, you know, warmed up or been playing earlier in the game. He got in there.
No,
he did what he had to do.
LeBron won
the game for the Lakers.
Yes.
He got them that fourth win.
Absolutely.
Or the third win.
I know he got game ball last night. I mean, that's no question. But they've been needing to use Lonnie Walker, even in this playoffs. I'm like, why is Lonnie Walker not out there? Like, that's why I question and give Darvin Ham side eye. Because it's like, dude, you got this kid who we watched when LeBron was down.
Right.
I don't get it. But we're here now. So let's see if he uses him tonight.
We're here now. We'll see what happens. I mean, right now they're down. It wouldn't be a bad idea to use him if that's the case, if he can boost them up a little bit. But, you know, it's kind of like they were doing well at the end of the last game. Why wouldn't you kind of keep that same rotation in to start it off?
If you're, well, if your guy, your starting five is your starting five. If they can do it, let's go.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you could have easily subbed somebody, and especially now when you're down by 11. I mean, that there could have been some changes, I think.
Oh, there could have definitely been some substitutes, but that's Darvin Ham's coaching style. That's what he does. And I think this is like, let's just be honest, too. They don't want this series to end. It's a ratings boost, it's a ticket boost, it's all of this stuff.
They want game seven all the way. Money
games this game and just see what happens. You down by, I mean, we were down by that last on Monday, you know, and it came back. So, but again, it's a series that no one wants to end. They probably will go seven. Probably will.
I mean, it wouldn't be bad if this was the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, not at all. Sure. But I'm looking at Denver. I'm sorry. I want to see them there. I want to see Denver there. They are ridiculous. And their games against Phoenix have been nothing but short of entertaining.
Yeah, so Denver is currently now ahead of the Suns 2-3. The Suns came back and got one last game. Jokic passed Wilt Chamberlain for the most triple-doubles by a center in the playoffs, and he had a little joke for Shaq because he was he said, oh, is Shaq on that list? And Shaq's like, no, I never passed.
Jokic is a good guy.
Yeah. Even though he had the little issue with the Suns,
Joker of all people gets a technical foul. Joker never gets a technical foul. That's what's so crazy about this series. That's what I'm saying. I'm gunning to see Denver in this. I want to see them in it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just loving the entertainment of their series right now with Phoenix.
It's good.
It's very good.
I mean, you can't beat that. And then you got the East Coast. So we just saw the Knicks come back and grab another one from the Heat. There was not a trace of playoff Jimmy in this game today. I think when I looked at the game, I think he only had like 16 points.
What?
I mean, there was still maybe 6 or 7 minutes left. But, you know, usually playoff Jimmy for a seal the deal series game, he's going to 35, 40 points. So it was interesting to see that he didn't show up, but
incredible.
It's another one of those ratings boosters. Like, people are enjoying seeing the Heat and the series, Knicks go at it again. And you're seeing all the celeb bro in New York really getting a chance to be back out there and supporting the Knicks.
Yeah, because the Knicks haven't been there. It's been a minute. No. So they really like in their thing. In their bag.
Exactly. And then, so tomorrow's games, of course, the Suns and Nuggets, and then you've got the 76ers and Celtics. 76ers got back one yesterday. They're up 3-2 to close out the series tomorrow.
Yeah, they didn't go ahead and wrap that up.
Right. I don't see Boston. Yeah, it's going to be tough. But the Celtics fans were mad. They were booing the game when the Celtics were down 16 points. And I guess rightfully so. But it's playoff time. You out there booing your team like that?
Let me tell you something. Boston wasn't even supposed to be there last season. And I keep telling you about that Miami Heat and Boston series where Jimmy shot the three instead of getting the foul and going into overtime because they would have tied the game. Could have changed that whole outcome. So now we're seeing why Boston did not belong there. And now we're seeing why the Heat do belong there. It's a weird reversal of fortune for both of them. But I'm just saying, for Boston. But
it's definitely a little indicative reversal. Yeah. But like I said, these playoffs, I mean, there hasn't been any sweeps. We're going into at least a game, you know, six, if not sevens in most of these cases. And for a round two, what more can you ask for? I just hope it's that same intensity come the conference finals. Like, it's not going to be some blowouts and, you know, people are resting for a week before the championship or something like that.
Yeah, I don't want any of that either. I don't want to see any of that. I want the same competitiveness we're getting right now and all the drama. Right. And it's going to get even more dramatic. It's like a soap opera. The NBA is literally a soap opera.
It's wild. It's wild and crazy. And I wanted to do a quick little video. The Aces posted this today because they're out there at the practice facility. And a few of them got asked as to who they thought were winning today. So we're going to see, obviously, who picked the winner for the New York and Miami game. But we're going to see what people are thinking as far as Warriors and Lakers.
Tonight, I got the Warriors and Miami.
Definitely Heat about to win and Lakers about to win. So come on, LeBron, let's go. I'll go with Heat and Lakers.
You know what? This is giving me bubble deja vu. So I'm going to go for the bubble teams because they said that it was a fluke, but now I think they're kind of showing that it wasn't.
Okay, for the Knicks and the Heat, I got the Heat. And then the Warriors, Lakers, I got the Warriors. They got to come back from this 3-1 deficit.
The Warriors. The Heat. Warriors. That's messed up.
So we see a few of them are getting it correct with the Heat. No one picked the Knicks, I don't think, in that.
No, mostly so, Heat.
Yeah. And then there was a little split between Lakers and Warriors. So we'll see we'll see where that lands today. But so the playoffs are off to a good look. Just to touch upon the Aces, since we're talking about them and we had their little clip there. The Aces have their first preseason game, which is weird because it feels like most of the WNBA has already had a preseason game so far. A lot of them started, I think, like on Monday. We had a couple today. We're not getting ours till Saturday. It's versus the Liberty season.
That's
ticket holders.
Good, though.
Season ticket holders are able to go. It'll be a Michelob Ultra Arena. I think it's at 2 o'clock. I think it used to be at 3,
it's 2 o'clock.
Game. Yeah.
That's going to be a good game.
It's going to be interesting, but it also is tough because I feel like a preseason game, you almost want to still have some of your, you know, figuring out how your roster is going to look. I feel like you want one preseason game to kind of have your final cuts like you do like in the NFL. You've got your preseason games and you make your final cuts. Well, the Aces already made their final cuts basically. And unfortunately, we had to say goodbye to Aisha Shepherd. She was with us last year. She got us a ring. So the Aces want to say thank you to her. But then both the rookies, the one we drafted, got cut. And that's, you know, Brittany Davis, also Courtney Range, they both are gone. So, you know, we had to make some room, obviously, with the new additions that we got, Aisha Clark, Candace Parker. It's just,
I mean, even Asia Wilson said today, she said, we've got a loaded squad.
Man.
They're loaded. Like, who else do you need? And that's the thing. Like, if you have to trim the fat, you trim the necessary fat that's needed. So I'm really not surprised. I'm like, they're already fully loaded.
Absolutely.
They already got us predicted to win 29 and a half games this season, like, with the Liberty.
Yeah. And I think, I think the sports book have us 1, Liberty 2, as far as I think for the highest percentage to win the championship. You've got the rankings here from the WNBA preseason. I think the Liberty, the Mystics, Sun, some say the Phoenix Mercury in there too. So Saturday's game is going to be interesting. The Liberty actually lost their preseason game today, so I'm not sure what that transpired with, you know, using some of the players and kind of getting to see, you know, new members on the floor. But
I mean, our squad is loaded, so that ain't going to be having us shook, because the thing of it is what's crazy about it is we don't have that rookie-esque or any of that. We're all playing full squad, fully loaded, locked, so it's gonna be different.
And I just can't wait to see the difference too. I mean, they're playing in their own facility. They've got, you know, a set area. They don't got to share hours with nobody and get on schedule for a gym. So, I mean, that all those things I think can transpire into being, you know, just being more ready and being set for this season. So it's
definitely a set for success.
Definitely. In other Vegas news, it looks like the Las Vegas A's have switched up their location. So before they were over at the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, no more Wild Wild West, y'all.
West side of the freeway. Now it looks like they're going to be tearing down the Tropicana and putting up, this is a mock picture of what the stadium is supposed to look like. A ballpark with a retractable roof, but this baseball thing, it's so hideous.
I think it'll get so dirty.
That's, first of all, in the sun, that red is going to turn to pink and gray in about a year or two. Yeah. So I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what that grass stuff is around the top that's green there. It just looks terrible. So
that's just a rendering. They're going to come to turn. I mean, we got time. They're going to sit. That's just right out the gate, they're thinking. They'll send another project manager and engineer in there to be like, no, let's
they're going to have to. So the top picture you're seeing is what the Tropicana is right there on the corner. And then the bottom picture is the rendering. But here's the deal. We're already dealing with enough traffic and cones because of the F1 coming in this fall, this, you know, in November, October, November, it's coming.
November.
So you've got all these streets with one lanes or closed or blocked off or exits being changed. And then you're going to add this into the picture, which I guess apparently they had thought with the old site over at Wild Out West, because there was nothing to really tear down much, it was going to be up and running by 2027. Well, now, because if they do the Tropicana and they tear it down first, they're going to be like possibly an extra year in getting the new baseball field up, which...
That's fine. It saves the city more money. They wanted $500 million for the city to pay for it, the Wild Wild West thing. What is it now? $200-some million? Half of that?
Yep.
All right. Well, we do what we got to do. I feel bad for the commuters.
I'm not driving anywhere near Tropicana.
Because this is what happens when you move to our city and our city grows. So
thank you.
This is what it is.
Cali, stop moving here. Thank you.
You know, so get with it, because this is what happens when our city gets big. Did anybody ask y'all to come?
What's up, Ms. Bondi? As if any more construction is needed in that area. Listen,
right.
I'm just glad I don't got to drive in those areas. Yeah, I mean... Whew, I'm going to have to keep my pool time to the north end of the strip and not down there.
That's, definitely.
The traffic is,
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. But like you said,
over there,
it is going to save taxpayers supposedly about $105 million. This one would be only a $395 million.
Oh, $395. Okay.
Public funding versus the original $500 for the last site. Now, the only other thing that people are asking is what about parking? What happens
with that too?
What happens when there's baseball and hockey, or baseball and the Aces, and you're having to use those same, because that's the same garages that they use for the Raiders games? You're using the Excalibur, using the Mandalay Bay. Those are the same garages that you'd have to be using for this as well. And that, unless they're gonna build
something, update that pedestrian bridge, get that pedestrian bridge cracking to a level where it'll be nice for them to walk it, and that's what it's gonna have to be.
They need one of those little Tesla, what are they? The little underground things where you can just bus back and forth.
Something, I don't know, but I have a question.
Or get that monorail across the freeway, or get the monorail or some. I don't know.
I feel like I have questions though. I wonder if other properties surrounding that Bally's group of what they're doing, they might buy the Hooters Hotel, tear that down, the Motel 6. That you never know what they're going to do as far as the rest of the land, right?
Yeah, because I made a comment on Facebook about can we tear down the Excalibur too? Because who needs that place? I mean, it's an eyesore for me. I don't think anybody I don't think anyone goes to the Knights of the Round Table or whatever dinner thing they be doing there no more. And then someone had mentioned Hooters, the old Hooters. I forgot the name of it now. And then you got Motel 6. What do we need Motel 6 for? It's a lot. I think Mo froze. Mo, you there? Mo froze. We'll continue on until she taps back in. We got the lights. Our lights are back this Saturday. There is a Doggy Olympics. So during halftime, you can register your pet to take part in the obstacle courses for the dog on the pitch during halftime at lightsfc.com/dogs. You can also start getting your family 4-packs again. 4 tickets, 2 large pizzas from Papa John's, all for $44. Oh, I still got you. Look at you. Double Mo.
I know, that's weird, right? My thing is doing too many things right now. I don't know what's going on. Possessed. Apple.
That was funny. Okay, I was like, dang, Double Mo. I don't know if I can handle this one. That's a lot.
Double Mo? Right. Oh, no, I'm good. Double Mo? What are you saying? You can't have two of me? What?
I mean,
two of them ran at the same time on the Lakers?
Oh, gosh. Tag team by Mo times two. Woo!
Yeah. Hey,
just some positive note, former Las Vegas Raider Foster Moreau, he signed with the Saints on a 3-year deal. Remember, he had just got diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma 2 months ago. So
that's good.
Apparently things are going good for him, or better, I'm guessing, since he's really now back into the football. So congratulations to him. Yeah. And then there's hockey.
Are we still 0-3? Are we still 3-0?
Oh my God.
Is it more? I think it's more. I just saw them celebrating.
So
4-0.
So the last game had some tragedy with Brousseau going down on a self injury, not even a physical injury. It's
leg
contact injury. It was a self injury. Yeah, they had multiple hip surgeries.
Spread them legs a little too far.
So yeah, And then you bring in the sub, and the sub is amped up, ready to go.
Aiden Hill did wonderful. He did wonderful. He had 25 saves, had a perfect night for relief, which was great because he won five.
Fresh out of there.
But tonight.
Yeah, so that's going to be my question. What's going on tonight then?
Here's the deal. The series has been back and forth since the start. If you notice, the entire series has been at least six goals total, if not more. And it's like 4-2. Then it was 5-1, 6-2, 5-1. I mean, and then tonight we'll probably get one goal, maybe two, and it's going to be another 5-2, 5-1 thing. We're going to come back to Vegas. They play here on Vegas on Friday. Then it'll probably be a Vegas 5-3 or something.
It needs to be something. I mean, these Knights got to get it together. Like, how you number one and stay number one consistently in the Pacific West division, and then we're here?
I mean, you know, here's the deal. We've had to, the thing too also is that we're traveling to, we went to Edmonton now, and then we also, where we go before? Who we have? Well, I think it was Canada too. It was another Canadian team.
Yeah.
So we've been back and forth for two series to Canada. That's not necessarily easy on traveling back and forth, and for either team for that matter. So
it's not, but we traveled to Edmonton on a day that we thought we would lose and kick their butts and had the same ending score as they did us previously in our own house. So the thing
I just
of it
feel like
is
it's tit for tat. I feel like every I feel like the ping pong. We're just ping ponging back with the wins. Like
it
we
is.
Win,
I mean,
they
I
win. We win, they win.
Get
I mean, here's the deal. If we go seven games, at least it comes down to our house, and hopefully that ping comes back to us. But it would be nice to just get this out the way. I don't have much.
I mean, not for nothing. Edmonton's two players. They've got two of the best leading scorers in the league on their team. So I gotta give them that's a hard feat within itself.
Yeah.
To try to go past Kane and the other guy, Mick, whatever his name is. Yeah.
Like that's and I really hate that Kane's there. Like, for all the BS, he... Yeah, anyway.
Hey, and he kicked our ass that game, too. Like, not only did he beat us, but then when you got in a fight, you beat our ass in our arena.
Literally
like,
beat down.
You were wailing on our guys. Like, I don't know what was going on with these guys. I was fucking mess, and I needed them to come back and do something, so...
It's a bunch of... Yeah. So here's the deal. The Panthers have been kind of the Florida Panthers have also been kind of like this miraculous Cinderella team that beat the number one team. And then they're now playing the number two team with the Maple Leafs. They were up 3-0 at home, but lost the Maple Leafs today. So now it's 3-1. The Hurricanes and Devils are 3-1. Kraken are tied 2-2. So
they
tomorrow
had a game tonight too, right?
No, they play tomorrow. Kraken and the Stars will play tomorrow. Okay. So Kraken and Stars are tomorrow. Devils and Hurricanes tomorrow. The only series that I really haven't been watching is the Devils and Hurricanes. For some reason, just interests me. But the other series have been like, I mean, the Kraken and Stars have had like 8, 9, 10 goals totaled in some of their games.
Wow.
It's been wild.
Yeah, I'm only watching Golden Knights when I can.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so basketball right now. It's like crazy.
I mean, I hear you. But like I said, like, it's just... I've gotten this hockey bug, and so now I'm just into it. Well, you know, because now I'm a partial Kraken fan. Like, that's a second team for me. I want to root for them unless they are playing us, and I wouldn't mind seeing them playing each other in the Western Division. Or
you said that last week, and I said no.
I know. It's terrible. Hey, I just want to touch on a little bit about the NFL before we get out of here. I want to play a quick little video that you had sent me because it's hilarious. And I think since we are coming up on the NFL season, and if you do know a Cowboys fan out there, you know this is basically their year. They're winning the championship
every year.
This is a couple of guys interviewed some players outside of the draft, and it's very entertaining.
Annoying fan base in the NFL.
Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys.
How many people except for Dallas Cowboy fans are annoyed by Dallas Cowboy fans?
I've always been curious if Cowboy fans are actually from Texas.
Let's see. Where are you from?
Joplin, Missouri.
Why are you a Cowboys fan?
Because you're American.
You spit everywhere on me.
Where are you guys from?
Iowa.
Why are you a Dallas Cowboys fan?
God's team.
Where are you from?
Iowa.
Why are you a Dallas Cowboys fan?
Because they're the greatest team in the NFL history.
What's the craziest thing you would do to make sure Patrick Mahomes never leaves your team?
I would saw my own leg off.
Wrestle a shark.
How would that work, by the way?
I'd say uppercut. Catch him off guard. Maybe a jab to the nose. We're going to the zoo and fighting up a zoo.
Where would you put Kenny Pickett amongst AFC quarterbacks?
Shark. Gotta give him number one.
Where does Jimmy G rank amongst AFC quarterbacks?
He's probably the prettiest.
What about talent-wise?
Yeah, 16.
What does Tua rank amongst AFC quarterbacks?
First. Top five.
Better than Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
What do you mean? Yeah, 16.
Hey, listen. When the guy said America's team, he said that they're God's team. I almost want to spit my water
this is
out.
That's the scary thing about Cowboy fans. You see what we're talking about with the reason of their fan base? It's
and they're not even from there. Like, your parent isn't. I get it sometimes when your parents were.
It's almost cult. Like, you don't even have a player that is influential to you to know why you're a Cowboys fan.
You just hop on the bandwagon and ride it.
Typical verbiage. Straight up canned BS of America. They haven't been America's team in I don't know how long.
Yeah, they definitely ain't God's team. So, but anyway, so the NFL's schedule release is out tomorrow.
Everybody just stay away from tailgating before games.
Listen, tomorrow the schedules come out. There will be a Black Friday game, which was announced. I'll get to that in a second. Games don't necessarily belong to networks anymore. That games are free agents. Teams can be on Thursday Night Football twice, which is kind of crazy. And not all teams are guaranteed to have a prime time spot. So this morning, international games were announced. We've got three games in London and two in Germany. The beginning, the first 2-3 weeks of October in London with the Jaguars and Falcons. Jaguars.
But that's crazy. So that must be Jaguars home games then.
Well, you know, the owner's from there. I think he's from England. Yeah. So they're literally going to be out there for like 3 weeks, I'm guessing, with the bye week.
That makes sense now.
It's wild. Yeah. So Jaguars and the Falcons, Buffalo Jags, the Titans, Ravens. And then we've got the Miami and KC game in Frankfurt starting in November. And then the Colts and Patriots. So that's going to be another wild one. They got five games out there.
I know that's more games than they usually have in the overseas. That's why I'm like, oh, they added Germany to the list? Okay.
Yeah. So the Christmas game, there's going to be three games, I think, on Christmas. The one that they announced is the Eagles at the Giants. So we're going to see that happening again. The New Year's Eve game is going to be the Bengals at the Chiefs that they announced, which is another big one.
That'll be a good one.
And then, of course, the first Black Friday game will be the Dolphins at the Jets. So we're going to see Aaron Rodgers.
It's got to be a Jets game. I was just about to say, it's got to be the Jets. The Jets have to have one of these prime holiday something.
I think it's their first time.
Well, I need it. It's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is where we're at right now. And I told you, this is all money. We're all talking about money here. This is all a money.
It's all what's going to get the viewers in.
Everything's going to look good. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. My show was going to guess before you said it. It was like,
look who's in the chat.
Hi, John.
Hey, Weeksy. Weeks is in the house.
You could have had Weeks on tonight. Weeks would have talked about.
Listen, I told Weeks that if the Golden Knights and Kraken go head to head, he has to be on the show then. And I told him there's no. You can't just, there's no. Like, that's it. He's been like my hockey sensei for this long. I figure like he could at least be on the show. But
absolutely. Without question.
Keeps on dodging. The other thing that's interesting is with Seattle not having any international games, they still are the most traveled team for this season. So there's two here. There's one on the left is the strength of schedule. Eagles have the most difficult schedule. The chart on the right is the most miles traveled for, and that's without an international game. Seattle's still number one. San Francisco, number two, of course, West Coast teams. The Dolphins, the Rams, the Chargers.
They're not going to have the 20th place where the Detroit Lions sit. They didn't have to have our schedule at the 10th of being the toughest. They didn't have to do that.
Yeah. You guys have the 10th toughest schedule. Yeah. Seattle is tied with 12. But my thing is, how come the Niners are at 15? Like, why isn't it like the Niners won our division? Why are you getting an easier schedule? Who cares? That's lame.
They really have a quarterback.
They still gonna lose, whatever.
Shoot, y'all putting Jimmy G up against the wall doing that at the 10th spot. That sucks. We could be at 20 with Detroit. Let's have a floating nice season.
I don't know.
Win some games. Divisional games come a little later instead of right out the gate.
You cutting up.
Oh, I'm cutting out? That's our tech cue to go. Come on now.
Maybe it's my end. Is it my end? I don't know.
I hear you.
Okay. So the last thing I wanted to mention is just a big girl power real quick to Aaliyah Boston. Aaliyah Boston. Maybe it's my aunt. What's going on here? Hello.
Huh. You're frozen.
I don't know what is going on here.
Interesting.
I'm like, wait a minute.
That's peculiar. And she's circling and circling. Guys, you know, we need you guys to make sure that you are tuning in to us always. Oh, wait. Aaliyah Boston and Adidas. Looks like she's got it up. I don't know what she's saying. Huh. I can't hear her, but Aaliyah Boston looks like she's got a partnership with Adidas. Adidas. Hey, we had talked about this before.
I'm back in here.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I'm like, Aaliyah Boston looks like she has a partnership with Adidas.
Yes, so she got signed by Adidas. She signed a multi-year apparel and footwear deal with them. She'll join Candace Parker, Chelsea Gray, and the Aguimike sisters as the face of Adidas for the women's basketball, yeah. Which is dope. And what's crazy, though, is that she was the Gamecocks are Under Armour. So she'd been Under Armour her whole college career and had gotten, like, one of the biggest NIL deals, I think, with them. And then it looks like Adidas just offered more money.
Well, you gotta go where the money resides. And most not for nothing, definitely. They paid Steph Curry a huge contract. They probably wasn't going to be able to match, or not match necessarily, but give her an increase to keep her. So college, right.
Well, they got Kelsey Plum there too. And
So they got money they got to give out. And it's probably
they do.
Best that she goes and parts ways and gets a bag with Adidas. Yeah. So
yes, indeed. That's indeed. Hey, so that's our show for today. Sorry for the little, I don't know what happened to my computer, but I'm going to complain, that's for sure. It was good. Mo, as always, I enjoy your company. Thank you for being here with us.
Yes, no problem.
Weeks, thanks for tuning in. I guess it has to be later in the day for you to get bless us with your presence.
Right. But
again, just a quickie from the ladies at Girl Chat Sports tonight. We'll be back next week with more. Stay tuned. Have a blessed week. And,
Happy we'll Mother's Day to all you
and
moms.
Happy
out
Mother's
there,
Day. Yes.
Happy
Mom's Day to Moms, Gigi's,
yep,
everything.
All of them.
Happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Threets, as well
Thank
as to
you.
My mom and to everybody out there. All the other dog moms, too, of course. So enjoy your weekend. We'll
happy
be back.
Happy birthday.
Next week.
I mean, happy Mother's Day, Mubba's.
Mubba's. Yeah. All the Gigi's and Nene's and all the other things. We appreciate
it. Sugar Mamas, y'all count too. Anytime you're a mama, take care, folks. Happy Mother's Day.
I love it. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.
We're out.
Bye.
Peace out. Yes.